Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I am beyond thrilled, I should say, to have with me in the office, in the studio, two of the fine folks from the Ozarks team, Century 21 Lee Mack Realty, Heather Hendricks and John Schaub.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have waited so long to have you guys in here. I am fired up. I've got a whole list of questions that we're ready to go.
Before you get to that, let me jump right in there and say Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much.
Happy Mother's Day to you and to all of our mothers out there.
To the other Heather in the studio as well. Kim is in here as well.
Thank you.
So
I'm
God bless.
Two Heathers. This is terrible.
I'm telling you, watch it out. God bless all of our mamas out there. So for sure. Let's talk about real estate in our area. It has been the number one topic over the past several months. I mean, we have seen more activity. I always say in our little town, I'm not so sure it's that little anymore. It's growing. The mayor was just on KTLO earlier this week talking about the city population increase from the latest census. We'll get the county stats later on this month and stuff. But Mountain Home is growing.
Yeah, absolutely. You can see it everywhere, can't you?
I mean, who wouldn't want to live here? It's a great area.
I couldn't wait to get back here once I left. And then you moved here. John, you moved. How long have you lived here now?
Oh, I've lived here about 13 years. Mm-hmm. I moved from California.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. There's a whole lot of people from the West that are coming in. We also had a story from our new chamber executive director, Danny Pugsley, who was on KTLO earlier this week. And there's more stories that are going to come out for that. But she talked about the influx of people from the Western states. You know, we all have always thought that it was Illinois and a little bit of Missouri and some of Texas was always the bread and butter for this area. We're seeing a lot more inquiries, a lot more people coming from the West to Arkansas.
Yeah, absolutely. I get calls all the time from California, and they always sound like this. I want to move to Arkansas, but I don't know where to live. What should I do now? How do I get a loan? How do I find a house? If they call anybody in the Ozarks team, they got the right answer right there.
Absolutely. What are they saying? Why Arkansas? Why Mountain Home?
Well, they just want to get out of the bigger cities. Mm-hmm. And actually, the past couple of years, I feel like I've had more people from California calling. And so they just want away from a lot of people. They want something small, but, you know, not too big as well. And I think that they see this area, and our chamber does a great job of promoting this area. I mean, there's hiking, fishing. What else can you want?
The quality of life, absolutely. And I think we saw that. I mean, it was moving that way, like you said, but 2020 totally expedited that. And right. If more people can work from home, this is absolutely a treasure to be able, if you can keep that job and work from home and then go outside and enjoy all those riches that you just spoke of.
And it is so great that we have that high-speed internet here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the second or third question I get is, well, what kind of broadband internet do you have? And when somebody can move here and work and play all out of the same place, it's amazing. And then our cost of living is reasonable mm-hmm. here.
Absolutely.
And even in those rural areas, since COVID, a lot of kids had to stay at home and had to work from home on the computers. And so people putting in fiber, I mean, they were able to get grants. Mm-hmm. And so all of those areas that didn't have fast internet before, they have it now.
And we just finished Teacher Appreciation Week. We've been in school all year. And, I mean, people have looked at that as well, too.
Right.
Low crime. Don't forget that. Very low crime. Low crime, good environment, low cost of living, everything here.
You know, when people call you and they say, you know, how do I get a loan? That comment jumped out at me because we forget. I mean, we live in a smaller town where everybody knows everybody, or it feels that way. But mm-hmm. it's easy to do life here. It's easier to do the business of life. And we forget that when you're in those bigger cities, just the small act of trying to get a loan is the hardest thing ever.
Well, and I don't know, we do something between 80 and 100 real estate transactions a year. So I've got a little bit of experience with lenders. And we always recommend local lenders. They know the area. They understand all the pieces it takes to put together. They know who the appraisers are. They know who the inspectors are. I recommend local lenders, and I'm never disappointed. But when people are coming with the national lenders, sometimes they don't know this area. They might think that Mountain Home and Little Rock are the same place. It doesn't work out very well.
Definitely.
No, HBO does documentaries on Little Rock, and they're not good ones. You know, to me, when I think of why work with a realtor, what's the number one reason? It's those relationships that are most important to me. I know everyone has their different reasons, but the relationships that the Ozarks team could bring to someone who is either new to the area or has been here their whole life and go, which is the best direction for me and my home?
Well, a realtor has a practice and represents clients. So that relationship is more than just friendly. It's a relationship that's defined. And when you choose one of the realtors at the Ozarks team, we have a very specific set of standards. I came in here today with two full pages of our standards. You looked at me and tried to throw me out. My audience won't want to hear that. But we have a particular set of rules that we follow and services that we perform. And that's why those relationships work well, because our clients get what they want. We know how to do it, and we can write down on a piece of paper, here's how you go from where you are in California or where you are in Texas to being in your dream home here in Mountain Home. We've got a way to do it.
Or where you are in Lakeview to get to Mountain Home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because we see a lot of people who might have retired to this area 15, 20 years ago, bought that house in Bull Shoals or Lakeview, and now, you know, with all the different condos and everything that's available, you know, here local, close to the hospital, that's been a big push.
Right. And I think people forget that it's not always a one-way street, too. There are options for everything. And that's with the Ozarks team. I mean, if I don't think of something, John May or one of our teammates will. And, you know, sometimes it's not the easiest path. Sometimes it's a really winding path. And it's our goal to get you into that house you want, find the home you want, whether you're buying or selling. And I have to tell people, you always have options no matter where we're at in the transaction.
Mm-hmm. Well, and those options, too, include the team approach. I mean, this is relatively new to real estate over the, you know, maybe the past decade or so. But you're not just working with one real estate agent with the Ozarks team. You have five people on the team that are focused on moving your property or finding you that home.
That's right. And I'm glad you said moving, too, because I'd use the term marketing, but we got to remember that for everyone who moves here, somebody else has to move out. We don't have a lot of new construction here right now. The material costs are astronomical, and so most people are moving into pre-owned homes. And my second most popular call is from a local person who says, I just can't take care of my home anymore. I need to move to something smaller, to something with less maintenance, maybe even to an assisted living. Mm-hmm. I'm a seniors real estate expert. I've been trained to deal with seniors and their problems. And that's a particular corner of the real estate market that I specialize in.
Tell me more about that. I mean, how does one become specialized in just that field?
The National Association of Realtors has a designation, SERS, a Seniors Real Estate Specialist. And there's a particular course you go through, test to pass and all that, and then you get that designation. And it's about focusing on the particular problems for seniors. And, of course, for everyone who's moving here, someone's moving out, and that moving out process can be very difficult for someone who's perhaps by themselves, you know, and maybe just had a loss in their family. That can be a very difficult thing, and so we need to handle that carefully, and that's back to the Ozark team, and we've thought this through, and we have a way to do those things, so we're ready.
Especially for our seniors, I'm so glad you brought that up. I mean, the thought of moving for me is very overwhelming, you know, and I have a whole family that can help. But if someone, you know, if it was just an older retired couple or someone on their own, the thought of boxing up that home and physically transporting those things, I mean, that is so overwhelming.
And that's years of stuff. I mean, that could be 30 years worth of belongings that they've kept. And we have a list of tradespeople that we get good results from. These people have been recommended by our clients, and we're able to walk through the process with them of, do we need to get movers, you know, and especially now everyone's so backed up and we got to jump on that quickly, or do you need lawn care or maintenance people, other people to do those repairs for you. So we're able to get quotes for you, take care of it, and that makes our sellers, buyers feel comfortable because we know the people, and it makes the process a lot smoother.
And there's more to it than even that, because you might, a common scenario is that someone has just lost their spouse, husband or wife, and that they've lost half of the way of living that way. He took care of the bills, or she took care of the bills. I get those all the time. And now I don't even know how to do that. I never was in business. I don't know how to even do a contract. You're showing me a real estate contract and don't even know what it means. So we sometimes have to really get down to the very detailed specifics to help people. And again, we have a plan for that. We can help people who are out of state. My parents passed away. Now I've got their house. I have to sell it. I'm working with two situations like that right now. We have to do everything. They're not here. It's like, here's the key. Do something. Help us. And we have to figure out what kind of maintenance must be done to the house before it can be listed. We've got to figure out who's going to take care of the yard. We're going to figure out how all that's going to happen, how we're going to list it, how we're going to get the best price for that estate. And then we have the other side where somebody's in one of California or Texas who wants to come here, and we've got to find that person that really wants that house. When we put them together, everything works.
And it's just part of the Ozarks team.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And the plus side of technology just becoming the greatest thing ever, you know, people who can't make it down for closing or during the whole transaction or listing process, I mean, we send them everything through email, through e-sign, and everything's electronic, and we keep everyone up to date. Communication is a huge key to real estate, and I think that it just makes it easier when we're able. I mean, we still have some where we have to fax things, but we make it work somehow.
And in all of that, we're not just doing a job. We're representing a client. And our clients have names. And in our team, we meet once a week and talk about those names. Those are real people, and they have real needs, and we're focused on that.
There you go. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus. Don't forget, we're out at Carl Wayne's Nurseries until 1 o'clock today. Penny and Kristen and the crew, they've got all kinds of stuff. They've got popcorn available if you want some popcorn too, but great, great, great prices on all those flower needs. All moms love flowers for Mother's Day. Trust me on this one. My list starts and ends at Carl Wayne's Nursery. I can assure you that. Landscaping needs, I mean, if you're thinking about that curb appeal, doing just a little bit of yard work in the front of that house makes all the difference, doesn't it?
It really does. When a buyer pulls up and sees that you've been taking care of your house, fresh flowers, power washing, all that, it really catches their attention, and they come into the house just already smiling.
I always tell my clients to do those little things that make the house look loved and cared for, because buyers see that, and when they see you love the home, they're ready to love it too.
How many people have you sold a house to that have bought it sight unseen? That's a very common phrase that I've heard that was never part of real estate in this area.
Right. We have had several, especially here in the past year. With COVID hitting, you know, all those out-of-state people or even people here locally that were didn't want to get out and look at homes, or we did a lot of FaceTime tours, video tours of the homes, and we still are, especially with the market being as crazy as it is right now and just Things are moving super fast. As soon as the home hits the market, you know, I send it out to my buyers wherever they are. And if they're at work or if they're out of state and they can't make it for a few days, I go out there right then and take a video, take pictures. Because, you know, listing pictures, I mean, they all look great online until you get there. And so I'm there to represent them and to figure out, okay, just do a little tour with them and then they can figure out if they like the layout. And we've had so many just go ahead and put an offer in sight unseen, not even contingent on that. And the first time they see it is the day of the walkthrough before closing.
Right. And because of that, we've pioneered almost a new way of doing listings. We now have a 10-minute, approximately 10-minute video of Heather and Tracy or Heather and Marcia walking through the home. And I follow with the camera, and they show the home like I was one a buyer. And I have had so many clients tell me, I saw that video over and over and over again. You answered all my questions. I knew how the house was laid out. So we don't even, you know, we don't even wait for someone to call and say, hey, go out and take a video. We've got the video in our marketing material for that home. It makes a huge difference.
Do you open up all the closet doors and give an actual, like, life size? Here's exactly how
exactly
big the closet.
Exactly what we
yes.
do.
Just, seriously.
Now, your audience can't see you, yeah, but you're holding your arms out, and that's exactly what Heather does. She goes into those closets.
I twirl around.
Twirl around. You can see how big they are. We do all of that. So our goal is when our buyers come here and see that home, they're not like, oh, this is terrible. They're like, wow, this is everything I thought it would be.
And, you know, I tell John all the time, like, my daughter loves watching YouTube videos. And it's like not high quality stuff. It's just little documents of people doing videos of them walking around at home all day or doing stuff with their friends. And we have learned that, you know, us doing our videos. I'm not professional actress or anything like that. And just people watching people, they love that.
Yeah. Well, but it makes it more real.
Yep.
You know, if you
does.
Were professional, then I would have my doubts.
Right.
You
yeah.
know,
right.
absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
It would be so boring. And so there's so many times I mess up, John messes up, where I try to pull pranks on people during those videos, kind of in between.
Do you ever open up some cabinets and go, ooh, they,
no,
ooh
but,
look
but
at that.
We have opened up cabinets and had somebody pop out. Oh, well, I'll tell you, that's a big pantry when I'm going to have Marcia hiding
nice.
In there.
Yeah. Or sometimes I accidentally nearly fall, and John keeps that in the video, and people eat that up.
There was one where she was leaning against the counter, and she was saying, these great cabinets. And she reached up to open one of the doors, but she reached up and caught the wrong end of the door and pulled on it and almost slipped and fell down.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't take that out of the video.
You know, I have to tell you, too, we were talking about how fast things are moving. Ozark's team has a great Instagram page if you're on Instagram, but also Facebook. And, I mean, they do all the things. Make sure you visit their website as well.
EnjoytheOzarks.com.
There you go.
EnjoytheOzarks.com.
One more time.
EnjoytheOzarks.com.
Can't forget that one. You can also find them on Instagram, and I follow you on Instagram. And it's amazing to me how when you can put a listing up on Instagram, and in 24 hours, here it comes, sold.
Right.
It's incredible.
It is, but we're, again, pioneering, and I hate to say this on the radio, because every time we talk about something new we're doing,
someone else starts doing
that's
it.
That's right. But we're part.
Imitation is the highest form of flattery.
That's
remember.
Right. Success follows success.
Absolutely.
We are starting to ask our listing clients to agree to wait 7 days before they accept any offer. And we publicize that so that we get a chance for those videos and our marketing material to get out to the people in Texas. The people, and we're picking on California and Texas, but people out of the area are coming from a higher value real estate market, and they are more likely to pay more. And so maybe you put it on the market and you sell it the first day, do you get the best price? You probably don't.
I was going to ask you, I mean, let's talk about pricing. Yeah. I mean, where is our market currently at?
It's somewhere above Venus and going straight up.
most requested type of home in this area is what?
Well, it used to be just in town, close to the hospital, and now we're seeing we want this house with 10 acres or more away from people. I want to have horses. I want to have this. So just somewhere, even if it's 30 minutes from Mountain Home area, they just want space. And even people here locally, that's what they're wanting.
Mm-hmm. You started the program out listing all the great things about living here. That's the most requested thing. We want to come enjoy Mountain Home and enjoy the Twin Lakes, the Ozarks. Yeah. So people, different things they want to do, but they want to be out there where we can do that. And that's, again, a good reason for getting a hold of the Ozarks team. With five of us, we can find that house.
Listings are critical right now. There's not an abundance of inventory.
That's a
is that a fair
that's
statement?
That's a fair statement. There's uh-huh. not. Right.
So if you're sitting there considering, you know, and if you are that retired couple, or you know, you want to move, you know, you want to downsize, or you want to before you can't make some changes, let's do it now while we have the mm-hmm. services mm-hmm. of the Ozarks team who can do all those different things that we listed, you know. Now's the time to do it. That's you can right. get the most right. bang for your buck.
That's right. Now's the time, but there's a way to do it, and it's not just let's paint everything, fix everything up, and put it on the market. We need to
stop with your granite countertops.
Yeah. We need to talk about it because we can tell a client, here are the things that'll make your house more marketable. Here are some things that your buyer will probably want repaired, but let's wait and see what the buyer thinks, and we'll get into those repairs as a part of the sale, because there's going to be an inspection and there's going to be repairs, and some things can wait till then to get done. Very common for us to know that there needs to be a new roof. First thing we ask our client is, have you filed an insurance claim? Because very often there's hail damage and they can get that roof repaired. Then the next thing we say is, good, you can get it repaired, don't do it. Wait. Let's wait till your buyer gets here, see what color shingle they want. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of it, when we're talking to the buyer, we can say, hey, we know this needs a new roof, but we've already talked to the owner. They're going to replace that roof for you, but they wanted to wait to see what you wanted to do. Makes them feel so much better.
We keep talking about there's five of you in the Ozarks team, but I've only got two of you here. So tell me about the other three that aren't able to join us today.
Well, they are out actually doing a subdivision blitz right now. So they're out knocking on doors, handing out our business cards and flyers. So
what neighborhoods are we in today?
I think they're over... they did Indian Creek the last time. I think they're over kind of behind Eastside Baptist. So we try to cover all different areas, and a lot of people even are renting. So rent prices have went up, and it's, you know.
If you think listings are at an all-time low, try and find rental property
oh,
in this town.
Yes.
It is crazy.
Yes,
absolutely.
It is. And so they're out busy working, and that's the plus side of having the Ozarks team. If I have an appointment or John has an appointment, someone else is available, whether to look at your home or take calls at the office.
Well, actually, Tracy was supposed to be blitzing a subdivision, but I happen to know she's out showing this morning because she had a buyer call. So yeah, we keep doing it, 7:24. I'm answering texts till 9 o'clock. Heather stays up all night answering them.
Yes. I was getting phone calls a couple of weeks ago at like 3 or 4 in the morning, and people, their time zone was a lot different than ours.
And the downside of dealing with California.
So
sounds like the radio business. Who all's out knocking on the doors today? Tell me again.
Marsha Taylor, Tracy Cox. Actually, Tracy, I think, is out showing, and Nita Davis.
Combined years of realtor experience with the Ozarks team.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it close to 100?
Yeah, it is.
Well, John's got 100 himself.
That's right. It's well over 100. That's right.
Materials cost so much. We all want to renovate and build and do things sometimes, but materials cost so much right now. The listing market is on fire. Mountain Home is on fire. There has never been a better time to enjoy the Ozarks.
Boy, you're right about that. And you mentioned material costs. as high as the resale market has gone, it's still not as high as it would cost to build a home. So you still get a bargain here. So it's a wonderful place to be, and it's the perfect time to buy.
And there's really no end in sight with that supply chain and the materials cost. People can say whatever they want, but nobody knows.
The only thing that's going to hurt this market in the foreseeable future would be a raise in interest rates. And as long as we don't see that,
The Fed's come out and said, they see it remaining flat for a while.
Right.
He did a big interview on 60 Minutes just a couple months ago and stated that for a fact.
Right. So I think we've got quite a ways to go with this market.
Right. And the National Association of Realtors, too, just put out this week that the average home selling price is above list price for the first time ever. And they still see interest rates remaining low for the remainder of the year and prices of homes going up, too.
EnjoyTheOzarks.com.
That's right.
EnjoyTheOzarks.com.
EnjoyTheOzarks.com. But there's better.
There's more.
But wait. Yeah. There's other ways to get a hold of us. Just search for the Ozarks team on Google, on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. Wherever you look, we're there.
We like to try new things, so we have a little bit of everything out there.
They also have old things, and their office is right across the street from McDonald's on 62, and if you want to go see them, they'd be happy to see you face-to-face.
Absolutely.
Yes. Heather Hendricks, John Schaub, the Ozarks team, Century 21 Lee Mack Realty. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank
and again,
you.
Happy Mother's Day
yes.
to everybody out there.
Come see us at Carl Wayne's Nursery. Have a great weekend to all the moms out there. You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.